This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
figure out. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out! You got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. It's cloudy. It's been kind of rainy during the overnight hours. We're looking at some precipitation during the day today, maybe high of 33, and then, well, then the bottom falls out of the temperatures. 15 for the high tomorrow. Looks like maybe barely above zero for Monday for Martin Luther King Day, and then Tuesday's high looks like it's below zero for the high temperature. So it's going to be really cold here the next few days. Bundle up, be careful, and look out for those neighbors around you that need your help. Boys basketball scores last night. Warsaw goes to Goshen. They jump out to a 21-9 lead and never look back on their way to a 62-42 win over the Redhawks. Concord beat Plymouth 63-26. Mishawaka beat Wawasee 40-37. Northwood outscores Northridge in the final 3 minutes 10-6, and they beat the Raiders 50-46 to remain unbeaten. Warsaw and Northwood still the only two unbeaten teams in the conference at 3-0. Concord is 2-1. Northridge, Goshen, Plymouth, Mishawaka all 1-2, and Wawasee is 0-3. Girls games in the conference today at 1:30, it's Concord at Plymouth, and 2:30, Wawasee at Mishawaka, and then the night games, Northridge is at Northwood, and Goshen is at Warsaw. It's senior night, and we'll talk with Lenny Krebs about that coming up. Looking at the standings, Warsaw at the top, 5-0, Northwood is 4-1, a half game back. A game and a half back, Northridge 3-1. Plymouth is 2-2. Wawasee is 2-3. Concord is 2-3. Goshen is 0-4, and they will be the opponent for Warsaw tonight in the Tiger Den. And Mishawaka is also 0-4. It was a historic night at Mishawaka on Wednesday night. We will play that highlight for you and talk with Lenny Krebs about that. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple, human sense.
Banking is easier than ever with Crossroads Bank's digital services. Whether you're checking your balance, paying bills, or transferring funds, you can do it all with just a few taps from your phone or computer. It's banking on your terms anytime, anywhere. Visit Crossroads Bank online or at one of their branches in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Wreck in any state and need the best rates. Take the next step. Call Riker Dinep. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Call Riker Dinep to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Dinep.
Neely the steal. Races down the middle. Right side, Zartman, 4-3. There it is! There it is! Zartman, a three-pointer in transition on the right side. Lenny Krebs calls timeout, and the Warsaw bench empties. Signs all the way across the way. 1,000 points for Brooke Zartman.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Krebs.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a good moment.
That was a great moment.
I know there was discussion amongst the girls about wanting to do it at home, and she just was very honest and said, I want this done. I want it done tonight. I want this to be over with, because she thinks about it a lot, right? And a lot of people, that's not unusual. That is a normal thing for somebody who's approaching that kind of milestone to have it on their mind. And she got rid of that in the first quarter.
No, one, it's a hard team. Hard thing is a team to handle that type of thing, because usually, you know, you're going in, you're focused on winning, you're focused on anytime you have an individual close to a milestone, you tend to focus on that. And, you know, I thought while she got it in that first quarter, I didn't think we played well collectively during that stretch. And I'm sure they were focused on helping Brooke get to that point. And, you know, congratulations to her. She's worked hard for a long time to earn that opportunity. I'm happy for her, happy for the program. And Brooke would be the first to admit it took the entire team to help her get there over the last 3 years. And just a good moment for her. I'm proud of her.
That first quarter was rough up at Mishawaka. And there are a ton of reasons. One of them is trying to get Brooke to 1,000. And the other is there's no secret here. Mishawaka is averaging 24 points a game. They've only won a couple games all year. And you know, the girls know that going in. And that can be sometimes a detriment to your own game, can it?
I think that's what you saw. I think, you know, when I preached our girls all week, we know we are the better team. But we cannot play in a way that is any different from what we normally do. We have to use this as an opportunity to get ready for Homestead, to get ready for Goshen, to get ready for Sectional, to get ready for all of those games. It's another opportunity for us to be together. And, you know, I thought in the first half we were just very out of sync. We weren't connected. We weren't playing well together. That's not to say that we weren't scoring points and we weren't building a lead. It just wasn't smooth. And just in the flow of what we normally do, we come out the third quarter and there was my team back. I mean, they started to flow. Winchester was rebounding. We were getting the outlet. We were pushing the ball up. And it just seemed to be much more in flow. Sometimes that's a tough game to play when it gets choppy like that, not just because of a milestone, but because of how the game is being played.
And you have the unique possibility tonight. It's never happened in Lady Tiger basketball history. I can't imagine there are too many schools that it's ever happened at in the state of Indiana. It is entirely possible that you could have two girls pass 1,000 points in back-to-back games. With Bricker's only 24 away, and takes no imagination to see her getting 24 in this game tonight, that would be quite a thing.
You know, how we approach tonight is, once again, unique. I am curious of our mindset as a group and as a coach. This is where you start getting nervous. You start getting those feelings like, okay, how do we handle this? Because it's senior night. You have another player approaching 1,000 who, once again, we want to help her get there. We want to do everything we can to make that possible, because I'm sure Jocelyn Bricker wants to get that over with. I'm sure, you know. And then you have the game. There's still a game being played, a conference game that has a lot of bearing on the standings and where we finish. You know, how do we handle all of those dynamics? And, you know, I just trust these kids. When the ball goes up, they're going to show up and they're going to compete. They've done nothing other than that all year long. And, you know, so I have to push those feelings down and just trust these kids and know that they're gonna be here ready to compete. But we also know that there's a milestone out there that we want to help this young lady accomplish tonight.
Well, and you have that luxury. You can trust them because their history proves, it tells you that they've done this before. So they're going to handle this well. And the thing about the Mishawaka game was that's even if you play poorly, you're probably still going to win. And you were happy with them through the first two quarters, much happier through the last two quarters. They still took care of their business, right? And after you took time out for Brooke and celebrated that moment, they got back to work, right? And so that has to make you feel much better as a coach.
You know, I can never fault this group's competitiveness. I can never fault their effort. You know, I just think for the moment, and rightfully so, they were probably focused on something other than just the process of playing a game, because they knew where Zartman was with the 1,000 points and all of that. I think they were just too focused on helping her do that instead of just knowing it was going to happen naturally. Just keep playing the game like we do. And, you know, that's the one thing I hope we do tonight and that we learned from Mishawaka is even though we have another young lady approaching 1,000 points, just let her do what she does naturally within the flow of the game because they're skilled enough to go get those, you know, 15 points, 24 points, whatever they need. Just play the game. Let it happen. Lose yourself in your teammates. Lose yourself in the game, and that's naturally going to happen. But like you said, I have no reason not to trust these kids. There are very few days that they haven't showed up to compete, even in practice, you know. And one of those days was actually 2 days ago after the Mishawaka late night. We were there longer. We tried to practice the next day. They just didn't have any gas in the tank. And that's understandable. It's January. We've been going hard every day. We practiced for about 30, 40 minutes and got off the court, come back yesterday, had a good, sharp practice. But this is a group. They compete. And that's what I'm most proud of.
The other positive thing about what happened on Wednesday is you got to play a lot of girls. The last 5-6 minutes basically was your second-tier players. And we were reminded that this team really is deep. You have a lot of girls that can play. Layla Knepp played really well. Erin McManus reminded us all that she is a good three-point shooter. And you've got some height at the JV level. And Goheen and Jackson, Goheen got in there and reminded us all that she is powerful on the inside and she's really improved. You got to put some people in the game the other night, and they showed you why they deserve to play.
Now, these are kids that if you took them off our team and put them on any other team in our area, they'd probably start and be some of the leading scorers on that team. They are, it's not that they're not skilled by any means. This is a very talented team in my mind, you know, hands down the most talented team I've ever been a part of. And the bar is high, you know, and so it was neat to see them get in there and play hard and do some things and hopefully continue to get better and build some confidence. I'm excited about not just where we're at right now, but where we're going and where we're headed. I think, like you said, we've got some good young kids ready to replace some kids as they graduate. And we're going to enjoy this run right now. We'll worry about next year. Next year, we're just going to keep developing the kids and make them the best they can be right now.
One of the other stories, obviously, was a big story. After the game, basically about the time you and I were done doing our pregame interview, about 1,000 feet away, someone was being shot and killed in the neighborhood right next to the school. I didn't know about it till we were off the air, and I realized that the girls were still down on the floor. And I'm like, I've packed up my equipment, and I look down, and you guys are still there. And I'm like, what in the world? Brandon Zartman, Warsaw police officer, dad of Brooke, was sitting there with me. And he goes, oh, we're on lockdown because there was a shooting. I didn't know. What did you know? When did you find out what was happening? And how did you and the girls handle all that?
You know, I found out once I walked downstairs from the radio show with you as far as the post game. You know, you try not to put yourself in a situation where you're going to panic and get the girls all worked up. We tried to move them over just to the bleachers and just let them sit and talk and not really make a big deal about it. Don't get me wrong, it's a big deal, but you don't want them to go into a panic and all of a sudden get worked up. It put things in perspective for all of us. We're playing a game. You know, we're playing a game. And right across the street, there's a family who is battling something much bigger than we could ever imagine. Prayers up for that family, and as they navigate this tough time, mourning, a lost young child. I couldn't imagine going through that as a parent. I would never want to experience that. I reminded the kids before we got off the bus, you never know when it's the last time you get to go on a walk with your parents or to hug a friend or just spend time with people. My challenge was to give those friends, those family members a hug, hug them tight with all you've got, and make them let go first. Make them let go first. Just keep embracing them. We have to learn to enjoy those times that we have together. Because like I said, you never know. Life is fragile, and you never know when it's going to be the last opportunity. So prayers up to that family, Mishawaka. Just heartbreaking as a parent.
We're down to the final few games of this regular season. The draw is next Sunday from 5 to 7. You'll hear here on News Now Warsaw. Goshen tonight. This game is never going to be just a regular game for you, is it?
No, I spent a lot of time in Goshen, 14 years. A lot of my heart's still in Goshen. We're getting to the point where these are now kids that I didn't really coach or know. So there becomes some distance there, but it's still just a special school. I've got a special relationship with Coach Hill. Just a great individual. Love his family. Hard game because anytime you spend 14 years of your life somewhere building something, it's never going to be just normal. But at the same time, after being here 8 years, I don't have any hesitation of going, I want to win this game, I want to win it handily, and I want to move on. It's a conference game for us, an opportunity to at least get a share at conference, and so we need to be ready to go. Another game, yes. Another game, no. There's all those mixed feelings there, from my time there.
Yeah. Who's going to start tonight?
No, we will be starting Brooke Winchester, Abby Peterson, Layla Knapp, and then Jocelyn Bricker and Brooke Zartman. We had talked about bringing Braylee back for an opportunity to start tonight. Braylee and I had a really good conversation. My conversation with her was, we need you back healthy. And is it going to be worth a 20-minute warm-up, a one or two possession opportunity? Is that worth it? I'm asking her. And I told her my goal was to make sure she started her last game on the Tiger Den floor. And our plan is that that's going to be the championship game of sectional. That's the game I need her to be ready to start. She's been a huge part of everything we've done, so we need to get her back healthy. So Braylee and I had a great conversation about that. So those are the five we're going to start, and then we'll go from there.
She's a pretty level-headed kid. I had that same conversation with her in the hallway at school, and she seems to be walking better on it, but we don't know, right? You could play her tonight for 2 minutes, and she would be fine. But a setback here really puts the sectional in doubt. And so she was totally good with it. She's like, it totally makes sense. I'm okay with it. So that had to make you also feel better that everybody's on the same page on that.
Braylee, she's a level-headed kid, and I keep reminding her, and this is the highest praise I can give a kid. 2 years ago, if I would have told you that Braylee Chastain was going to be a key in the glue of this team, everybody except maybe Braylee would have thought I was crazy. We are having that conversation that Braylee is the glue to this team. She's now started for 2 years. And name a kid in today's world who would take the traditional path of playing freshman or JV her freshman year, her sophomore year, and working her way into the lineup. It doesn't happen today. And to me, that's the highest praise I can give Braylee Chastain. She persevered. She stayed with it. She stayed the course. And it paid off. And that's a lesson to not just kids from Warsaw, but kids across the state. Just stay the course. Stay the course. And I'm so proud of Braylee that she's in the position that she's in.
Goshen tonight, they have struggled They, like Mishawaka, have struggled to score points. They're averaging under 30 points a game. What's the game plan for tonight? Is this another game where this is about us and doing things the way we want to do it and doing it right?
It is. It's about us. Right now, we're too close to the end of the season. We're too close to tourney time. This is about us doing what we do the best we can do it. We're going to, what you saw us do when we played Northridge, what you saw us do when we played Columbia City is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to go out. We're going to do what we do. We're going to mix up defenses. We're going to push a basketball. We're going to do everything that we do and just try to do it better and also try to get back into the flow and mix some people up as far as positions that they run, because when we get to sectional, you know, if Northridge decides they're going to jam Bricker, we have another outlet. If Northridge decides they're going to do this. So tonight is about still doing what we do, but possibly moving some pieces around so that we experience that prior to sectional. But ultimately, our goal is to come out with a win and a lot of confidence and come out healthy tonight.
We're on the air starting at about 7:20 tonight on News Now Warsaw. We'll go on a little bit early so that we make sure that we're on the air when the senior night ceremony begins so that you can hear that. We will see you there.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Lady Tigers, 17-0, ranked number 3 once again in the girls' poll, which is a unified poll. All the classes mixed together. It's a top 20 poll. When we come back, Matt Moore's 7th-ranked Tigers, winners last night at Goshen. We'll play a highlight from that. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair, all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help you eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to the spa, Mrs. Williamson. Ready for your manicure?
And your beauty treatment?
And your massage?
Mommy, wake up!
Honey, did you get my shirts from the dry cleaners?
Oh, I knew I was dreaming.
Escape to the spa every day in your own bathroom with an elegant glass shower and tub enclosure designed by the specialists at Glass Doctor. All for less than you might think. Visit glassdoctor.com today to receive a free copy of our design and installation guide.
Do these refs need glasses? Well, we can help at Reinholdt and Tolmer Eye Care Associates here in Warsaw. Hi, this is former Warsaw Tiger basketball player and current optometrist Mitch Reinholdt. Our office carries the largest frame inventory in the area with styles for every taste and budget. Our expert team of staff and doctors will help you find the perfect fit. Visit us Monday through Friday and select Saturdays by appointment. See the difference today at 3301 East Center Street Extension in Warsaw. Go Tigers!
Left side Justice, a 25-footer, is good. Parker Justice has it stuck on automatic. He's got 11. 52-31 Warsaw, 6:19 to go.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Roger.
It's almost cliche to say, but it is absolutely true. You go on the way on the road in the conference and you win a game, it's a big deal.
It absolutely is. And I think at this point in the year, you know, your habits are defining kind of who you are as a program and as a team and as an individual. And I think our guys are still fighting for good habits to find improvement. And last night was a quality win against a team I think that's always well coached and well prepared and a fun place to play.
That's a Goshen team, especially in Intera Gym, that is extremely dangerous. They're not a high-powered offense, but they've got some guys that can shoot and guys that can score. And by taking away Levi Sawatsky, it really cut the heart out of everything they wanted to do.
Well, you know, they did the same thing to Brandt. They did a really nice job of kind of blanketing him all night. And I think the difference between kind of what we have to work with and maybe some other teams that we have a second, third, and sometimes a fourth option. And that's the difference, I think, at really quality teams. You look at, they have multiple guys that can find ways to add offensive firepower when your team decides to get defended a certain way. And so, you know, we did a good job on him last night, and they really didn't have an answer offensively to kind of score with us at that point.
One of the things that was challenging about last night's game, and I would never lead you into a question that would put you in danger of criticizing the officials, but we did not get rewarded for driving the basket and the contact, which was often heavy contact, that you should have got some free throws out of it, but did not. So how do you, as a coach, instruct your team to make that adjustment? Do you tell them to keep going in there, or do you tell them, okay, we got to find a different way?
You put Reed Nelson in, and you get him the ball on the block, and you have him blow through about three guys that are standing there. No, I mean, it's the hard thing is, I felt like last night in pockets, you know, there was a jump ball that didn't get called. There were some fouls, and the frustrating thing is you want everybody to finish the game. You want your players to finish the game. You want the officials and coaches. You want everybody to finish the game because for the 32 minutes that are on the clock, everybody's earned that right. And so, you know, sometimes those calls don't get called late in games because sometimes officials just feel like it's time to move on. And, you know, I just appreciate our guys continuing to compete and not backing down from that. And I joke about the Reed thing, but, you know, he was out with a sprained ankle this week, and we put him on, and he caught the ball on the baseline. And somebody said it. It's like, I don't know if he was even trying to shoot it. I think he was just trying to find contact.
Yeah.
And he bulldozed three guys and got his shot off. But I think our guys have done a really good job of, you know, we've played recently with some games with a lot of contact. And it's not all getting called, which is part of the game. That's absolutely fine. You got to learn to maneuver a little bit more and play through and around contact. But, you know, last night I didn't think we backed down. I thought all our guys came with the right attitude and the right approach, and it came out with a 20-point win.
When we saw Luke Bricker make an adjustment in his game, he's been catching the ball in the block areas anywhere from 5 to 15 feet out and falling away and shooting. And we saw him be much more aggressive toward the end of that game, leaning in, trying to get closer to the basket, and it really paid off for him.
He's done a nice job of just, you know, it's not easy, especially when you're always going to be the first or second guy on the scouting report. I mean, if you're a sophomore and you're getting able to score and you know you're in the columns, and you become a junior and a senior, and it's not as easy. I mean, Brandt recently is on a tear, and he's got it defended last night differently, and Luke's same thing. He's always going to be at the top of the scouting report, and so it's not just show up and get your points type thing. I think as a high school player that's going to have an opportunity to play in college, you've got to learn, you know, how to play the game in different ways on different nights. And some nights you're going to have to back cut and be a great screener. Other nights you're going to have to use screens. Other nights you're going to have to play in the post. And Luke's versatility in that way has really been impressive to see, because even though he may not shoot it as well all the time, like, we just expect him to make every shot he takes. Teams are scheming to play against him, and he's done a nice job here, especially last night, of just staying the course and finding good looks for himself.
One of the great stories of this year is Parker Justice. Here's a kid who wasn't even a big offensive threat on the JV last season, and now this year he has really found himself a role on this basketball team, and he had a big night last night.
He did, and couldn't be more happy for him, because, you know, you look at Reed, you look at Tristan, you look at Parker. 3 years ago, I asked those guys to play on our C team. I just felt like they needed more reps and more minutes to continue to develop. And that's a hard thing to do sometimes, because you almost feel like you're getting delegated. But they trusted the process, and they've done a really nice job of staying the course. And, you know, in high school basketball now, it's easy for guys, when they look along the landscape of who's left and who's coming back and where do I fit, like, it's easy to just kind of retire, right? And that happens a lot, happens in every program, and that's okay. I mean, the kids are busy, and everybody has other things they can go do, but those three guys, Parker in particular, has worked on his game, and even though he may not have gotten things early in the process, he has just stayed with it. And I said something to him the other night. He had a really good practice on Monday, and I could tell he was frustrated. Just kind of, he hadn't played maybe two games, and it's just how the game went. And I just said, buddy, it's not always going to be fun, but if you just stay in the fight, it will end up being rewarding. And I think rewarding experiences can happen when you go through things that aren't necessarily fun in order to achieve the results that oftentimes exceed the expectation. And I think he now, in these the last two games in particular, he's seeing the court, he's seeing the ball go in, and now all of a sudden, it may seem like it's fun, but it's rewarding because he's a tough kid and he really cares about the program.
And then the psychology of sports kicks in because he sees the ball go in, and at the other end, he's a blockout monster. He's getting every rebound. He's completely involved in every aspect of what you're doing.
And the thing that I think he has going for him, and then this sometimes you guys just get so sped up, right? Offensively, defensively, and he just plays in, like Luka Doncic a little bit, plays in his own rhythm. Like Parker has a speed, and it's his speed, and it probably allows him to be successful because he doesn't over pursue. He doesn't get sped up on power layups and those types of things. And most everybody, if the ball goes in, you become a better defender. It just kind of, I don't know why that connection happens, but it's always fun to see guys see other people succeed and the bench is into it and they're happy for him. But Roger, we see him make shots every day. So we're not surprised that he goes 4 for 6 last night in 10 minutes because that's honestly what he does.
Yeah. And we've known that that's not a new thing, right? That's been that way for his 3.5 years as a high school kid.
Yeah, and you know he's gotten more confident in playing with the group that he's playing with, both in practice and in games. And same thing with Jaron. Like we're trying to give him some opportunities because we do feel like his size and his length can give us some help as we get closer to the tournament again. So we've got to be intentional about getting him some minutes as well.
Again, your guys finished the game last night at a big third quarter, held the opponents to 2 points, and really played strong after halftime. And again, kind of like we talked about on Tuesday night, your guys have played a lot of close games, but you haven't had a lot of games where it was the hold on to the ball, make your free throws kind of a game. And when we saw that Tuesday against Penn, your guys got a lead late in the fourth quarter. Brant Martin hits a big shot, gives you the lead, and then you hold the ball and make your free throws and get out of there with another win.
Yeah, just finding ways to win. And those are, Lenny and I talk about this a lot, like how can you put your kids in positions in certain games that aren't going to allow you to experience, whether it's in practices, whether it's in, you know, how you manipulate settings. Coaching is difficult because you have to kind of go through everything before it arrives so that you've at least seen it in some capacity. And, you know, that game against Penn, we don't have a good start. And I thought our guys did a nice job. I always feel like I can tell my engagement level and how I feel my guys are flowing when I call that first timeout. Like, if I don't think we're engaged mentally, you're going to see me call a 30-second timeout early and often. In that game, I just felt like, we're okay. We just gotta play. And they didn't call a timeout in the first half, and our guys kind of found the rhythm. And then down the stretch, you trust experience, and we have a lot of experience on the floor.
Yeah, I will tell you that I wondered out loud when it was 12-2. I said, I'm looking over at Matt Moore. He is not. He is going to let them play through this. That's got to be a difficult thing to do, right? You coaches are controlling people. I mean, that's what you do. You control people and move people around in pieces and parts and try to make it work. That had to be difficult.
Difficult, maybe. It's strategically too. I think sometimes where it happens in the game, and I feel like we have a group that can score, and then we're offensively locked in. And our issues were more with our competitive spirit defensively. It was, you know, we were taking some rush shots, but if we get into our actions and we get the right guys the ball, we're going to score. Let's reset how we're trying to guard. And that was kind of why I didn't call a timeout in that moment. Like, and then we get it to 15-11. He calls a timeout. We come down, get a stop, hit a three. He calls another timeout. So he used two in the first quarter when we only, you know, we didn't have to use any. So that kind of plays itself out as well.
These two coaches that we faced, we don't normally talk about the other team's coaches. Bear Kuhlman and Michael Wolford. Those are two of my favorite people, and I know you like those guys too.
Yeah, I told Michael last night, I said, you know, you don't get enough credit for the job that you do. And, you know, you deal with what you got, and he's always been prepared, and his teams play well. I thought they played hard last night. They're not an easy out in the tournament either, because he's going to make the right adjustments, and you just got to be ready for that. And I thought our guys, you know, when we decided to go to man a little bit and pick up our pressure and be more physical, it kind of put the clamps on him a little bit there in the third quarter. And then Barrick's always done a nice job. I mean, and I know this because I've had other jobs as well, but in your first year or two, you know, you're kind of inheriting some stuff from the year before, and you're trying to mesh that with the culture that you're trying to build. And it's not easy. And so for him to play in the sectional championship last year with that group and then start completely over, I think they're a really good team right now, and they're going to get better. And he's done a really nice job. His son's a nice player, and they've got some good pieces. And, you know, we're fortunate in some ways not to have to worry about having to see them again this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe in the regional, but yes. In the sectional anyways, not then.
Yeah, for sure. You get to experience something this week that you don't really get to experience the rest of the season, and that is you don't have a game during the week, only Friday night. It's a big one. It's the start of what I've always called the gauntlet, which is Concord, Northwood, and it used to be Memorial. Now it's Mishawaka in three straight weeks, and that really tells everybody what's going to happen in the conference race.
Well, and Concord is not to be trifled with, because I do feel like we've had trouble with them. They play really hard. They believe in their system. They've given us trouble both at home and on the road. And so our guys really have to understand that this is an important week, because practices at this point in the year are as valuable as anything that you got. It is unique that we have that Fort Wayne Northside game that got slotted on Saturday, so it's a unique time there, and a different team completely. So to your point, I mean, I know we have some games coming up in the horizon, you know, with Northwood beating Northridge last night. That makes that game at the end of the month really special, but we've got work to do, and we've got time to get ready for that. So it is an important stretch for us, for sure.
And then it feels like we're just a few weeks away from the draw, because we are just a few weeks away from the draw. What kind of scanning ahead? You said, I think it's 7 weeks until the tournament. What do you need to see from your team that you aren't seeing or aren't seeing enough of, or in some cases are seeing too much of, between here and there to feel like we're ready to win the sectional again, we're ready to play better in the regional and win that and get to the final eight in our class?
Well, this was the week where I made the decision last year to go away from playing man and playing zone, where we got beat at Concord. We lost against Mishawaka at the buzzer, and I just felt like we weren't where we needed to be defensively. So this year, I think you look at the areas that you feel you're good at and you can improve, and then you look at the areas that you have to refine and kind of cut away. I think for us right now, we've got to continue to find ways to get easier post catches for all our players, because I do feel like when we put pressure in the post, whether it's with our guards or our wings or our post players with catches, that's valuable, especially in the second half. We've gotten to the free throw line. That's been a good thing. I think we've got to figure out how we can trap in the half court. If we do get behind in a game or a team wants to slow the game down and stall, we've got to find a way to manufacture some more possessions. And so we're going to really lean into that here the next couple weeks. And then you're looking at your rotations and your bench and how to continue to expand that group, because inevitably if you know, the five-team sectional now, there's two teams playing on Tuesday. Everybody else is going to have a bye. If you got to go that route, you're going to have to utilize your bench. And so we still have to invest some time and energy into growing that group as well, and see who's playing well down the stretch for us.
Okay, we will see you next Friday.
Awesome, look forward to it. Thanks, Roger.
Matt Moore, the Warsaw Tigers, winners last night by 20 at Goshen, and they will be off until next Friday when Concord comes to the Tiger Den. I'll have the game for you, of course, on News Now Warsaw. How'd everybody else do? How'd the wrestling state finals go for our girls yesterday? We'll talk about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
When you need new furniture, head to Brower's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Brower's huge showroom features beautiful sofas, love seats, sectionals, and recliners that will bring a whole new level of comfort and style to your home. Not sleeping well? Check out the full line of premium mattresses at Brower's and add an adjustable base for the ultimate great night's sleep. Hurry in today to 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw. Brower's Furniture and Flooring. It's the name to know and the place to go.
Do you have a guy you trust when it comes to heating, air conditioning, and plumbing? I have my guy. His name is Mike. And the thing is, Mike is backed by over 90 other employees at Flotek Plumbing and Heating. They are headquartered right here in northern Indiana, serving our entire listening area. Big enough to help you out wherever you live and small enough that you too will have a guy like Mike to earn your trust. So go with Flotek Plumbing and Heating, now partnering with Elliott's Heating and Cooling, and restore your peace of mind. Enhance your comfort with personalized plumbing, heating, and cooling solutions.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls wrestling. They competed at the state finals, the first ever state finals in girls wrestling yesterday. That was held down at the Coliseum at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, which they've done a lot of work on that building. And it's perfect for this kind of event. It was just the right size, plenty of seating for everybody when you consider how many girls were there, how many schools were representative. It was very, very cool. And Warsaw had two girls in the state finals yesterday. Mariana Castro picked up a win by pinfall in the opening round. That got her into the final eight in the medal round at 155. However, her path got a lot tougher after that first match, and she performed very well, but fell in the other three matches that she had. She took eighth place for the Lady Tigers. And Castro finished up her junior season 27-12. She won the sectional in her weight class, was regional runner-up, eighth place at the state finals. That's a pretty good resume for her first season, of course, as a full-time IHSAA sport for Mariana. Good job by her. Kyle Long at 170. Her two-year career for Warsaw is over, ended in the opening round yesterday. She had a great run at this. She has really set the tone for the girls that come after her and shown how it can be done. She finished 25-8 this year over the last 2 years, 45-16. She was a sectional runner-up and then bounced back and won the regional championship the weekend before. So we thank those girls for what they've done, for blazing the trail for all the girls that are coming behind. And be quite 100% certain of this. Girls wrestling at Warsaw is going to be a big deal, right? There are girls coming that can't wait to get into the program. They can't wait to compete in this program. And the leadership there is going to be fantastic. So we're looking forward to that. The boys wrestling team was in action last week, both the varsity and the JV. The varsity was at East Noble. The JV at South Bend Riley. Varsity put together a pretty strong performance, finished fourth at East Noble. Danny Moon, a senior at 157, was the team's only individual champ. Moon racked up three wins by pin to advance to the final. In the final, he was able to score the only takedown of the match in the first period and then held on to win 3-0. Cameron Kaufman was a finalist for the Tigers, pinned his way through the first three rounds, dropped his match in the final. Ethan Crawford and Lee Castro were third-place finishers for Warsaw. Crawford went 3-1 at 113 to put together one of his best offensive days. Now, think about this. He scored 47 points in four matches. That's a lot. For wrestling, that's a pretty good day. And so, good job by him. Castro battled to a 5-1 record, finished third at 138. Three pins and a tech fall to his credit for the day. Fourth place finishes for Andrew Hankins at 106, Gabe Veit at 126, and Enrique Silva at 150, Xander Moore at 165, Beckham Boylan at
215, took fifth. Liam Smith was sixth at 175. The junior varsity went to South Bend for their JV tournament. They had more than 20 kids participate. Anthony McKee at 157 went 3-1 and got second. Also a second-place finish for Christian Cullors at 215. He went 3-1. Jesus Velasquez, 132 classification, went 3-1 and got third. Walker Perry at 150 was 3-1, also got third. Matthew Flores Ortega at 165 went 3-1 for third place. Aiden Cook at 215 finished third at 3-1. Juden Garcia at 106 was fifth at 3-1. Hurley Rogers was fifth at 132 after a 3-1 day. And Ethan Cook at 285 finished in fifth place. The gymnastics team opened up their season this week as they traveled to Kendallville and took on East Noble. In the vault competition, Adasia Wells finished fourth with a score of 8.45. She was also second on the bars at 6.55. She was third in the beam at 6.65. And Liliana Rack finished in fourth at 6.625. Adasia was seventh in the floor exercise. Gave Warsaw a final team score of 75.3. They have six gymnasts. Last year they had four. The year before they had two. So the program's numbers start to come back. And they finished 75.3 on the team score, which is really good. Unfortunately, East Noble had a team score of 89.825. They win. In the all-around competition, Adasia Wells finished in third. Liliana Rack was fourth. And Harper Escapule finished in fifth. The swimming teams were busy this week. Last Saturday, they took on Concord, and that was a regular season conference match. In the girls' 200 medley relay, Warsaw's team of Elise Aztiz and Anna Stevens and Brooke Shimasaki and Sydney McCammon came in third. The boys' teams both disqualified, and so Concord swept the top three spots. In the girls' 200 freestyle, it was Matilda Granger second and Veronica Smith third. In the boys' 200, Griffin Brown won with a time of 151.17, and Joda Potter was second. In the girls' 200 IM, Brooke Shimasaki was third, and it was a third-place finish for Josh Warner in the boys' race in the 200 IM. In the girls' 50 free, Anna Stevens won the race with a time of 25.04, and Veronica Smith came in third. In the boys' 50 free, Diego Manwaring won that at a time of 22.64, and Ethan Farrar was third. In the girls' 1-meter diving competition, Tatiksha Gorhe won the competition with a score of 208.05, and Sophia Stewart came in third. For the boys, another big score for Ian Parrott, 339.25 to take first place. His teammate Skylar Kretsch came in second. In the girls' 100 butterfly, Brooke Shimasaki was third. For the boys, Griffin Brown was second. In the girls' 100 freestyle, Matilda Granger was third. Warsaw went 1-2. In the boys' 100 free, Kalen Swinehart won with a time of 50.31, two full seconds ahead of his teammate Ethan Farrar. Those are a couple of sophomores leading the way in that race. In the girls' 500 free, Cindy McCammon was second and Caitlin Brown was third. In the boys' race, Jonah Potter was second and Logan Miller came in third. In the girls' 200 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Matilda Granger, Brooke Shimasaki, Veronica Smith, and Anna Stevens came in second. In the boys' 200 free relay, the team of Ethan Farrar, Brady James, Kalen Swinehart, and Griffin Brown came in second. In the 100 backstroke, for the girls, Elisa Aztiz was second and Claire Corson was third. In the boys' 100 backstroke, Diego Manwaring came in second. In the girls' 100 breaststroke, Anna Stevens was first with a time of 112.83. She won that race by well over 2 seconds. In the 100 breaststroke, Michael Webster finished in second. In the girls' 400 free relay, Warsaw's team of Sydney McCammon, Elise Aztiz, Gibson Claxton, and Matilda Granger came in third. For the boys, Warsaw won the race in a time of 325.82 with Ethan Farrar, Josh Warner, Diego Manwaring, and Griffin Brown leading the pace. For the girls, it was Concord 111, Warsaw 75, and then a rare occurrence in the boys' final totals, Warsaw and Concord tied at 92. Now, I know that Concord and Goshen's girls tied last week, but you don't see ties in swimming very often. But we did here with the boys as Concord and Warsaw swam to a 92-92 draw. Then Thursday night was the opening night of the Northern Lakes Conference Championship meet. The prelims were held at Concord on Thursday. The 200 medley relay team of Elisa Aztiz, Anna Stevens, Brooke Shimasaki, and Sydney McCammon finished in second, so they'll be right there in the middle of the pool in today's final. And the girls' 200 freestyle, Mathilda Granger was seventh. She'll be in the A final. And Gibson Claxton was 10th and Lucy Ray 13th. In the 200 IM, Sydney McCammon was 8th. She's in the A final. Elisa Aztiz was 14th. In the girls 50 free, Anna Stevens had a good race. She had a seed time of 25.04 and finished at 25.14. The girl who is in the lead in this race is Julie Mishler from Wawasee. Her seed time was 21.56. So Anna's got a tough task ahead of her today. She'll go for the championship and try to beat the girl from Wawasee. Caitlin Brown, by the way, finished in 16th. She'll be in the B final. In the A final, in the 100 butterfly, Brooke Shimasaki will represent Warsaw. She finished 6th in the prelims on Thursday. Haley Strange was 13th. Warsaw does not have a girl in the A final in the 100 free. Mathilda Granger was 9th. Caitlin Brown finished in 16th. In the 500 free, Sydney McCammon was 7th. And then in 10th place was Gibson Claxton and 11th, Claire Corson. In the girls 200 free relay, Warsaw's team of Brooke Shimasaki, Mathilda Granger, Haley Strange, and Anna Stevens came in 2nd. So they'll be right in there today in the mix for the championship today. Brooke Shimasaki also was 7th in the 100 backstroke. She's in the A final. Lisa Aztiz was 10th. Claire Corson was 14th. In the 100 breaststroke, Anna Stevens was 4th. Haley Strange was 9th. And in the 400 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Mathilda Granger, Lucy Ray, Gibson Claxton, and Sydney McCammon finished in 2nd in the prelims. The girls' junior varsity basketball team was a winner over Mishawaka on Wednesday, 47-10. They are now 16-1 on the season. They also put up a very impressive win over a 13-3 Northridge team on Saturday, beating them 42-18. The junior varsity boys team beat Penn 46-32 on Tuesday night and then lost last night at Goshen 45-36. The freshman girls basketball team was a winner over Goshen 35-24 on Thursday night. The boys freshman team beat Penn on Tuesday 32-26, but then lost to Goshen last night on Thursday night 43-35. Rogan Bailey, who dressed for the JV last night, had 22 points. That brings us up to the current. The NLC wrestling meet is today. That's being held at the Jayco Arena at Northridge, and that competition is already underway. The girls' gymnastics team is at Plymouth for their invitational today. The girls' basketball team is home tonight, JV and varsity against Goshen. It is senior night, and we'll be on the air starting at 7:20 on News Now Warsaw. The JV game begins at 6:15. After the JV game is over, we'll have the senior night ceremonies to honor our seniors. There's also, the parking is going to be interesting tonight. I don't think it'll be a big problem, but they do have the snowball dance tonight, and so there'll be a lot of cars in the parking lot in addition to the normal basketball traffic. Sunday and Monday are off days for events. Tuesday, the girls' basketball team is at Homestead. That is a 6 o'clock JV start. Homestead is number 7 in the state. Warsaw at the moment, number 3. And so we're looking forward to that big matchup over near Fort Wayne on a Tuesday night. The gymnastics team will be at home against Homestead on Tuesday. That will be at 6:30. And you're wondering, where does the gymnastics team compete at home? There's a building north of the intersection of Center Street and Argonne Road. They're on Parker Street. It's to the east of Parker Street. It's called the Whitman Group Building. And so it's back behind there. There's a gate on the north side of that building. You drive back to the back, and they have the gymnastics equipment back there. They don't get to host too many events. So this is a big deal when they get to host, and they're hosting on Tuesday night at 6:30. Wednesday, the wrestling team will be home against Triton at 6:30. On Thursday, the freshman boys basketball team will be at Concord at 6 o'clock. There is no freshman girls basketball team because Concord does not have one. But the girls varsity and JV teams will be at home against Tippecanoe Valley on Thursday. That will start at 6 o'clock, and we will have coverage starting at 7:10 of the varsity game on News Now Warsaw. And then Friday, the boys are home as they take on Concord, and that will start at 6:15. Our coverage begins at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
figure out. I know! Man, y'all need to chill out. We got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
Experienced sports fans know how to get ready for a big game. They dress in their favorite team's colors, grab some popcorn and a drink, then find the best place to sit. And there's no better seat for a ball game than a Lazy Boy recliner. Sit back and relax as you listen to the big game on the radio. Stretch out when your team is comfortably in the lead, or rock like crazy when the action is fierce. Either way, you'll appreciate having the best seat in the house. Your Lazy Boy recliner from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture.
Find the best seat in the house at Reinhold's on the Courthouse Square in downtown Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. As you probably know, our physical office is in Warsaw, Indiana, but did you know we practice extensively in the surrounding counties as well? If you reside in Elkhart, Noble, Whitley, Fulton, Wabash, or Marshall counties, our attorneys have experience in active cases in all of those counties as well. We can help you with your personal injury, family law, criminal, and many of the most common legal needs. To schedule an appointment in person or by telephone, call 574-267-6116 for an appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
I want to send out a special congratulations to the girls' wrestling team, right? It is hard to be the first at anything, and this group of girls, especially these seniors, have laid down a pretty big path for the girls that are coming after them to follow. I said during the Tiger Sports Diary, I meant it then, and I will repeat it. Warsaw girls wrestling is going to become a thing, right? It's already becoming a thing. They had two represented at the state finals. I have every belief that they will have even more next year and that this program will continue to grow and grow and grow. And that's very exciting to be on the ground floor of something. And these girls that went yesterday and the senior group that started this program should be very proud of the legacy that they're going to eventually have, because we're going to remember those kids who blaze the trail for everybody else that comes after that. Again, thanks to all the coaches for turning in their results. Thanks to Coach Moore and Coach Krebs for being in here this morning. We'll see Coach Krebs at the Tiger Den tonight. We want to see you at the Tiger Den tonight as the girls take on Goshen. A win tonight would give them at least a share of a fourth consecutive Northern Lakes Conference. By the way, the record is 5 back in the late 80s and early 90s for Warsaw. So hopefully they will be able to get the job done tonight and have a share of it and then finish up the conference next Saturday when they travel to Concord to take on the Minutemen. By the way, next Saturday when the boys and girls are playing at the same time because the girls are going for the conference championship, we will be broadcasting the girls' game from Concord. We just want to let you know that in advance. We are caught up on all the game broadcasts and archiving them. So if you go to newsnowwarsaw.com, scroll down to the right, you will see Tiger Sports Replay under the podcast link. Click on Tiger Sports Replay. You can see all the football games. The boys' basketball games are there, and the girls' basketball games each by quarter so that you can listen to them on demand anytime you would like. We'll see you at the Tiger Den tonight. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.